So what's on your child or your children's timetable at school today? A little bit of maths, perhaps a bit of physics, even geography, a bit of atheism. What? Atheism? All schools will be forced to teach non-religious views following a landmark judgment by the High Court that ruled the Education Secretary unlawfully excluded atheism from the new GCSE. The ruling means schools will have to put non-religious views, such as humanism, on an equal footing with religious ones, such as Christianity and Judaism, when teaching religious education. Unsurprisingly, this has been met with fierce opposition by religious groups. They argue humanistic ideas already dominate most of the rest of the curriculum. Teachers warned a slow official response might risk wasting valuable teaching time and resources. But the British Humanist Association is delighted. They claim it as a victory. And it shows Nicky Morgan, they claim, who's of course the Education Secretary, had taken a skewed approach and was failing to reflect in schools the pluralistic nature of Britain. Alan Craig is a Christian activist, joins me now. How do you respond to the news, Mr. Craig? Good morning.
Good morning, dear Nick. I didn't respond with fury. I respond with laughter, really. I mean, it's a classic case, isn't it, of we see where the law is an ass, the High Court is an ass.
Why is Mr. Justice Warby an ass?
Let's get this straight. We're talking about religious education, and now the High Court has ruled that we have to teach non-religious education during religious education. So it's a bit like teaching German in French classes, isn't it, or art in science classes. I mean, it is about religion. Humanism and atheism is not a religion, therefore it shouldn't be taught in the religious classes. It should be taught elsewhere. I'm not saying it shouldn't be taught, but it's Alice in Wonderland, really, isn't it?
But to have... I mean, I have to say, I think I probably side with you, but for the purpose of debate, to have a full appreciation of what faith might mean to someone, do you not have to just examine slightly those for whom faith means nothing? Indeed, faith is an absolute anathema. When you've got young minds, does it really harm them to do that?
Well, they're going to see it all over the place, that non-faith approach to things. It's just it's a question of definition and categories, isn't it? It's sort of a confusion of categories. This is supposed to be religious education, which is supposed to be about religious faith of all sorts. I gather it's fairly diverse, and most schools are very diverse. They'll teach about Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, so on.
As they should, I'm sure you agree with that.
Absolutely, they should. No, I don't have any problem with any of that at all. That's great. I mean, my daughters get that at their school, so
yes.
I have no problem. But the class is called religious education. Now, I don't think the British Humanist Association or the Secular Society or whoever's running these things or the atheist clubs themselves consider themselves to be religious faiths or religious beliefs. So I'd have thought, I mean, it seems rather silly, the British Humanist Association. I sort of say, like, me too, you've forgotten me. Well, we weren't actually looking at you. As I say, it's a bit like insisting on teaching German in French classes.
So lastly, how difficult or otherwise is it being a Christian in Britain today?
Yes, it's increasingly tough as our society becomes more secular and more, indeed...
In what way tough, sir? How does it become tough?
Well, for some people, they find they by the outwardly expressing their Christian faith, they find they lose their jobs. I mean, you've covered these issues yourself, Nick, many times on your own show, be it marriage registrars or whatever. They lose their jobs because they express outwardly their Christian faith. But in other ways, you get it just by this year... mockery of faith and people mocking Jesus and all that sort of thing. It's fairly tough going sometimes. Right. But it's nothing new. It's been tough being a Christian for 2,000 years. So it's
not going to change. Mr. Craig, thank you. Alan Craig, you're a Christian activist. I have to break off because you're listening to LBC 839.